Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. And wherever you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. If you're just tuning into the show, a little bit of everything this morning. Deshaun Watson has settled 20 of 24 cases. Rob Gronkowski has retired. Notre Dame was unfortunately eliminated from the College Baseball World Series.
NIL money must be doing good for baseball, too, down in Texas, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. What do you think?
Well, they've got to beat Oklahoma now, at least in that portion of the bracket.
Yeah.
They got some studs, man. Those Sooners are good.
We also had a bat in the studio that Lee killed.
Had. Yeah.
Lee killed it, unfortunately.
Unbelievable, Lee.
It claims to be an accident.
He said it was an accident, but, well, at the crime scene, definitely it was a murder.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys probably disposed of it in the proper manner, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you saw the evidence.
It looked like it was wrapped up in some paper towels and then just set outside of one of those tables.
Did you put it in the trash can, Lee? Is the trash can still in the studio?
He put it in its natural. He put it on that mulch out front.
Where'd you put it, Lee?
It's in a trash can.
Oh. In the studio?
No, it's not in the studio anymore.
You should have let nature take its course, man. Some would have strolled by and picked it up.
Huh. Did we figure out where the drill and the Clorox wipes came from?
The drill was in one of the other studios.
He was really turning
studios.
It on, too, while he was chasing it.
Yeah, believe it.
Are you trying to scare it with the drill?
No, it's good. Like, if it got close to me.
I mean, it does use
you
sonar.
Poke holes in it.
You know, I'm surgical with this.
Oh.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I just, if that bat got near me, it was going to go down.
Okay, did
but unfortunately, Lee killed it. So there's that. Mark that one up for Lee.
Lee, how are your emotions right now, man? Are you still running on high, or have you walked it off?
I feel bad. The adrenaline was running. I was trying to save the bat.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline was running. Unfortunately, things went south for the bat.
Yeah. sure did, Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, sure all did.
Right. So, but a little shook, we'll get through this together.
And the best part is we got Petros coming up in about 15 minutes, so I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on how to handle the bat in studio. Maybe we can ask him to say it in, was it Mike Bone, the Bonerino?
Yeah.
We can say it in Bonerino's voice. So, Brady, you've got a, how do you fix golf? All right. Like, what are we looking at here?
Well, I'm not recommending something in regards to the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour and that whole deal. I'm talking about more something that you've been seeing from kind of time to time. Like Augusta is tearing up the 13th hole to extend it and make it longer. Like what's happened in this sport, and it's kind of similar just along the thought process of basketball with the way the game's played, so many threes being taken, almost to the point where you're like, all right, this has changed the way people play the game. Is it for the better? Well, golf's become a sport where guys are launching balls so far, and it's getting to the point where they're looking at trying to extend courses, but there's only so much real estate out there. There's only so much you can do. And so I was talking with a buddy about, you know, what could you do to limit that? And one of the things was, like, why in every other sport is the ball provided to the players? Yet in golf, they get to bring their own. They get to have their own specific ball to hit and play around with instead of having, like, one unified, like, one ball that they all have to play with that's provided by the LIV Tour or the PGA Tour that maybe doesn't have restrictions on it but doesn't go as far, doesn't fly as far and all that. Like, I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, it's an interesting point that in every other sport, like, you're not bringing out your own ball, your own puck, your own whatever to play. In golf, it's the only sport where you do. And if you're a professional, you should be able to adapt and adjust to that ball way better with the technology that you have than an amateur out there. So I don't know. I just, as things have kind of progressed in the golf world, everyone's worried about, like, the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. There's other concerns that they have with the sport right now. One of them being the fact that these courses can't hold up with the way technology has been able to change the game with how far guys are hitting shots.
Yeah, well, how often do they change? So is it every day? Like if you're watching a tournament and it's, you know, four rounds, is it after every round they're moving the hole around? Or do they just determine, hey, that was a little bit too easy that day, so let's move it a little bit the next day? Like as far as the pin placement goes.
Yeah, the pin for sure. But as far as like where they tee off from, you can only go back so far. You're not going to make a new tee box during the course of that round.
I mean, I think there's a when you're watching the U.S. Open, were you all in on the U.S. Open this year? Like knowing that the players that were and their great stories and Zalatoris trying to finally win one. But when you're watching the U.S. Open in the final round, are you all in and invested like you would be if Phil Mickelson was in it or Tiger or Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson? Like it does feel like there's
Koepka was in it, wasn't he?
Well, yeah,
those guys they're not excluded from it. The U.S. Open's not a PGA Tour event.
Okay.
It's a USGA event. So they were a part of it. But I mean, Tiger wasn't, but again, there's other guys like that's remember we talked about that yesterday, like the Masters, U.S. Open, those things will always be allowed to have guys even from the LIV Tour can play in it. The biggest question to answer is, if you're asking like, will a sport be hurt by these guys leaving? Like, yeah, potentially, but I still feel like they've got a fair amount of fans who just like watching good golf, and the PGA Tour is still the only thing right now where you have TV rights to be able to watch that during the course of the season, you know, every weekend.
Because it's only the LIV Tour is only available on YouTube, correct?
I believe they're only streaming right now. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, wait, what's that? Huh? Wait. Were you guys talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Were you guys finished or were you done with this?
No, I mean, Tiger Woods was mentioned.
Yeah, I just said, rawr.
Rawr. Yeah, whatever. I just was patiently waiting for you guys to finish
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you had a thought on the ball and the exclusive use of your own ball at a tournament.
I guess bowling, you bring your own balls. They don't make you use something else. But that's like the only other sport I can think of.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you be able to – why wouldn't they say, all right, you can use whatever club you want, but yeah. you've got to use one ball, and the ball is designed by – I mean, that's been a complaint with Major League Baseball, that because you've got to use their balls, things change from time to time. But at right. least it's just like – can't even like, just try.
I mean,
to
I much rather I much rather throw my balls than somebody else's. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, the problem is obviously for the advertisement. You know? Like if you don't have your own balls, you're not going to be able to get the advertising money from it.
That's a
like
good
you
point.
Do you guys remember that again? Not to bring up Tiger again for LeVar.
Do you
remember the putt where like he was playing the Nike balls back when they actually made them back then? And it rolled, and it literally stopped perfectly right before the cup with the Nike sign, and then dropped in. It was like the best advertisement in the history of sports, or maybe at least for golf in that respect. But that was something where like that moment isn't going to happen if the tour is the one that actually provides the balls to these players, and they're probably losing out on that money because that matters. But again, I don't know.
Do you think players would bitch if the PGA Tour said we're using one universal ball?
100%.
So, yeah. like, and I just wonder, is the PGA Tour too rigid to want to make any sort of changes? Because they do feel like this is what we do, this is how we do things, and, you know, we're not really likely to change very much based on, you know, whatever, you know, public perception or opinion is, which is why the LIV Tour, I think, is interesting, because maybe it forces them to change the way they do things or normally would do things. But I wouldn't be opposed to that if they said, listen, use whatever club you want. You're sponsored by Titleist. Was it Clevelander or Cleveland, whatever some of these clubs are, TaylorMade. But you're using one ball. It's a universal ball, and that's the way we're going to play this thing. Yeah, maybe that would even things up. Maybe that would make things a little
people,
more interesting.
Like this is how far the technology in golf balls have come along. People would say that you could use a club from like the 70s. But if you use today's ball, that would be the biggest difference maker.
Really?
Yeah, then as opposed to like using a ball from the 90s or early 2000s and then compared to today's balls. Like that's how far the technology has come, at least in regards to the golf ball itself. So
yeah, I mean, listen, as long as Tiger's in it, I think LeVar will be happy.
Well, the problem is like these guys are really specific about the balls they like to hit. Like there's one PGA Tour player, he plays a Pro V1 from like a decade ago. Like, they make that specific Pro V1 in style for him. So the problem is, like, if they go this route, it would be a route where you're probably looking at more guys saying, all right, how much are they paying for the LIV Tour? Yeah, like, maybe I will go over there for a little bit.
God, I would.
What animal would you have rather had growing up, a rabbit or a guinea pig?
Ew. Was it Richard Gere?
Like, what's happening right now? Oh, my God. I knew it.
Ew.
I knew it.
Never mind. Never mind. Y'all do it to
Jonas is the one who tells that story. Jonas tells that story.
Y'all get me once or twice a show. There you go.
Tell that story. What
Berto
do you mean?
Got me first today now.
Jonas, there's do not put me on an island here.
I don't know.
Well, you're the one who informed me of that.
What about Richard Gere?
There's just there's rumors.
About what?
Again.
Yeah, there you go, Jonas. What is it?
About what?
This is right in LeVar's wheelhouse.
Just some hide and seek.
This is not in my wheelhouse.
Well, I'm sorry. Not like that. I meant more like a celebrity gossip. Sorry. Let me be specific.
Yes, please.
The celebrity news and gossip, like you were always up to date on. I meant that part of it.
Oh, by the way, you want to know how into that golf topic LeVar was? He asked us if we wanted a rabbit or a gerbil growing up.
Guinea pig.
Wow, when I say
business. You know what's crazy? I had two gerbils growing up at one point, and I would.
Didn't you lose one of them?
I would totally. So now all three of you got me today, huh? All right, let's go to break.
No.
I thought you told that story.
I'm not a part of this. Right.
Yeah. It got outside or something.
All right, okay. That was my rabbit, but okay.
Okay.
Got stuck in a crevice.
Yeah. Conejo, by the way. Conejo is rabbit in Spanish, for those of you wondering. Okay.
That is right.
The other form. I live in the Conejo Valley. A lot of rabbits where I'm at.
Oh, interesting.
Conejo.
Yeah.
What type of rabbit?
Conejo. Rabbits that get eaten by the coyotes. Those kind of rabbits.
Do they get caught by the coyotes?
Yeah. But they're wild rabbits, so they probably kill the coyotes when they eat them. But again,
there's some rabbits out there that'd give a coyote a run for his money now.
Sure will.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely.
Those jackrabbits are not a game, man. Have you ever seen a jackrabbit in person?
No.
Oh, man. They look like small dogs.
Really?
Oh, they're big as hell.
Are they hairy or do they shave?
They're They're not. Oh, they don't shave.
Wow. Wow.
They don't shave. But if they did.
If they did, they'd use Dollar Shave Club because a six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves, a six stainless steel blade for swift hair removal, and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores.
That's right.
You know what today's show needs?
A Grammy, an Oscar, some type of an award. Yeah.
It needs the old P. That's what it needs. It needs Petros Papadakis, who is back. If this show's been off the rails already, don't worry. Petros is going to take us in another direction. He's yours coming up next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guess what? He's here, folks. The old P is in the building. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show on the Blowtorch AM 570 LA Sports. He is a Fox college football analyst, and he is our friend. P, what's happening? How are we
morning.
Doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Hello to everybody.
Good morning, Petros.
Hey, are you going to the passing tournament on Saturday?
I am not. Is there a passing tournament? I love passing tournaments.
You should come. Yeah. It's
the
a USC
real
one. It's a USC one.
Oh, 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should come. Come meet
me. The running back just goes up to the line of scrimmage and hunkers down.
Yeah, well, I've been preparing for running backs all week so far. So.
Oh, in the flat, yeah, in the swing flares. Route, yeah, the old Texas route.
You know what they're
the
doing?
The wheel.
You all know what they're doing these days. It's real. I think it's called a slice.
The RBs? You
know, so what they're doing is they're overloading. They're creating a full flow to the open side of the field, and they're picking. Can you imagine this, old P? They're picking you with two receivers from the side, and then that third guy in motion, they're sending him out to the flat. And they're flaring
it's
the
crazy.
Back. They've turned it into 4-on-3 versus, you know, 4-on-3 versus their way, or 5-on-3 their way, 5-on-4.
Somebody better step up and make a tackle.
You only got to touch them. You only got to tag them. You should come out.
To watch tag?
Yeah, come hang with me. come to hang with me, Pops. Come on. I'm inviting you to come hang out with me
where?
Saturday. It's at the practice facility.
Where? Charter Oak?
No.
Oh, USC.
No, it's at USC. Yeah,
but Charter it's all Oak the high school, it. All the high school teams.
Yeah,
like
modern
a USC
day,
team,
will be all of them will be there. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay. Figured you'd be there to come hang with me, but
no, I might. What is Saturday?
Come
this
hang
Saturday?
Out with me. Yep, I'll be there all day.
All right.
Maybe we'll do a hit, you know, on the Jonas Knox show. You know,
that's a good point.
Do you have a Saturday show going?
Oh yeah, you know, every Saturday.
What's the matter with you? You just did an hour and a half on the Blowtorch yesterday.
Yeah, I was the I was the undercard for Petros. Yesterday.
That's how much he loves us. He just needs to do shows solo with us as much as humanly possible.
I'm a slut, all right. And there's nobody in radio I won't work with. Yeah.
When I was young, I used to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
they say outwork your pay so that you could get more.
Well,
right?
Okay, but let me ask you this, Petros. Do you now? I mean, you work with Matt Money Smith, so do you now look for opportunities to work solo outside of work?
I mean,
with
it's
Matt?
A great
because
question.
That's what Jonas does. He looks for any opportunity.
I have too much now. I mean, I have this, and then I have my Seattle show that I do every week, Softy.
Oh.
And then I have
what a great name.
Yeah, Softy. Like somebody came up to me like 18 years ago in a booth and said, "Aren't you Softy Mahler?" And I said, "Oh my God." And I looked up a picture of him, and I was just horrified. We've created a friendship ever since then. It was in Pullman, of all places. So I do these two radio hits every week, and then every once in a while, if a friend asks me, like Steve Hartman, the iHeart show in the morning show in San Diego that follows you guys, I went on there yesterday. But normally, no, I don't seek out a lot of like, hey, you better have me on to talk about this. You're never going to get that text.
Hartman and Orny.
By the way.
Yeah. Rich Ornberger.
Yes, we are, baby.
But Petros, we had a bat flying around in the studio earlier.
A real one or like a Bay Area tool? Like
no, that was a real bat.
like a real bat. Now, how would you have you?
Wasn't Mark Weller just walking around being like, hey, you guys like the Giants?
I think we did hear him say that.
Nice.
We did hear the bat say that while it still had life in its body.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in style? And let's try and keep it clean.
Well,
can
we wait for a second? Petros, how would you have handled a bat in studio during a live air?
Never coming back.
What? You would have left the studio?
Yeah, I have a real problem with mice, rats, bats.
Yeah, me too.
My wife has
fish them. You from where I'm from? We come from the same community.
In many ways, yeah. I didn't learn to swim for a long time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
In our pool.
We're speaking the same language.
I guess we poison rats around here. I live in a very wooded area.
Okay.
So there's a lot of rats and mice and birds and all kinds of crap. Mm. And every once in a while, a rat will end up dead in my pool. And my wife has to, you know, I freak out.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
It's traumatic.
Really?
That's a traumatic situation.
I can't handle it. I just don't. I do the spiders for her, and she does the rats and mice for her. I just can't.
That's so crazy.
I lose. You know what happened to me, actually?
I'm so relating.
Here in this basement that I have this, this underground room, but it has windows, you know, up at the top. And it's where I do all my stuff. I have my computer, my setup, the stupid thing that looks kind of funny on camera behind me, and my microphone where I'm talking to you guys now. I have a wet bar, a refrigerator. You know, I've got it going on down here. And I come down here really early in the morning like this sometimes, and I came down here and I stepped on, it was inside a blanket, and I stepped on a mouse under my foot.
Oh, did you hear it?
I got in bed and did not come out of bed for 5 hours until my wife came and asked me what was wrong.
I understand.
And I told her to go down and take care of the problem.
Did you scream?
Oh, it was like the silent scream. It was worse.
It was so bad, no sound came out.
Yeah, but
I got you.
I did kill it under my foot, which was sad.
Barefoot, or did you have like a
barefoot? Barefoot. Oh, it was like 4 in the morning. I mean, it was just bad. And then the other day, the pool, like one of those things that like vacuums around the pool, you know, with a tube. And I pulled that up because it had stopped, and there was like a rat stuck in the filter.
Oh, no.
And then I threw it and ran back into the house and wouldn't come out. You know, same deal.
You know what I've learned?
I'm 45 years old.
Rats, West Coast rats have way longer tails than East Coast rats.
I don't know what that's about, but the biggest rats in the world, the biggest rats on Earth, I am convinced, live in the planters outside of Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as Staples Center.
Oh, wow.
That thing is a real...
They're eating those Hollywood hot dogs every night.
Yeah, the danger dogs.
Yeah.
Grown-ass rats, they call
them. They're huge.
I mean, the people that are serving those up on the carts, man, you got to get rid of those.
You should see them river rats hitting that Allegheny, man.
Well, I've seen the Monongahela.
I mean, look, I'll be honest. New York City, come on.
Yeah,
The rats in New York City, they look like raccoons. I swear to God. I saw one, and I looked at my wife last time I was there. I go, was that a rat?
Yeah.
I mean, it literally looked like a feral cat raccoon. It was gigantic.
Yeah.
So you could have checked that in one of those little carry-on cases.
Like an Egyptian cat? Pharaoh cat?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm going outdoor cat.
Pharaoh.
I mean, an absolute monster. I mean, they are as well-fed as I think you'll find in the country.
Yeah. When you think about the catacomb buildings of the world and how many vermin are in them, it makes you want to die. That's a bit extreme.
And they've been known to carry off dogs and cats.
Now, we go back to the original question Jonas was trying to ask, though? What is the weirdest thing that's ever happened while you've been in the studio?
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in regards to a rodent, animal.
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Keep it clean, Pops.
I don't know. I've never seen an animal in the studio.
Just like,
I get upset if somebody brings their dog to work.
All right, weird intruder, weird behavior in a studio.
Rich Eisen's wife used to try to bring her dog to USC practice, and I went absolutely bonkers.
What is he, a dog issue or what?
What?
Sounds like you don't like animals.
Well, no, I don't mind animals. I'm really allergic to dogs. But that's not why. To me, like, you don't bring your dog to a football practice. Like, that field is not for you to show off your
retriever.
What if
it's your mascot?
I don't care. Well, if it's your mascot and you're A&M and it's that needle-nosed dog, yeah.
I was thinking the bulldog. I was thinking like Georgia.
Or Tennessee.
You know?
Or Smokey.
You get that like big farting fat faced bulldog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Rich Eisen's wife at a USC practice?
Well, she was a reporter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So she was reporting, showed, like, she was trying to, like, look at my dog. Oh, my God. Look at my dog. You know, and I went crazy. Oh. I went on the air. I put Pete Carroll on, and I said, how could you let this continue? I was, like, 23. I went absolutely buck wild. Oh. Made an enemy of poor Rich Eisen. What a shame. Such a nice guy. Like, such a great guy. So beloved in our business.
Was this when you were at the station that's now a Mandarin station?
It's Korean. Yeah. Or now back to Spanish. Yeah, okay, but yes, 1540
yeah.
the
yeah.
ticket.
Yeah, I remember.
High on the dial, top of the heat.
Hey, by the way, I was at those studios in Santa Monica. Oof.
Yeah, right by the airport.
Probably some rats running around those studios.
Well, how dare you?
I'm just saying.
Elitist, Thousand Oaks. Ruling class.
Wait, is Rich Eisen not liked?
No.
Jeez.
Well, I don't know. Ask somebody.
Jeez.
What do you mean, Petra?
I don't like him.
Oh, my God.
Why? He's a douche. Oh. He wears people out.
Oh.
He wears people out. Like, wears, like, if somebody shows up that does something good, like, he'll be like, hey, this, you. No, I've never liked Rich Eisen.
That is...
Now that I think about it, I made a negative comment about Michigan when he had me on.
And
I
he got all butthurt.
Since. Oh, yeah, wow. I literally don't think I've been on since.
Yeah, huge
bitch.
He does
love his school. Whoa.
What? Yeah, I'm sorry. Dude, I've always said this. It's no big deal.
Tell us more. Who cares? Tell us more, Pops.
Well, whenever you list yourself as a former comedian, there's trouble. Huh. You know, as a former comedian, it's like, he's not funny anymore? What happened?
Tell us more, Pops.
I haven't spoken to the guy in years, but they tried to sue me or threatened to sue me for the dog issue.
Oh man,
about 20 years
deep.
Ago. Oh yeah,
they threatened to sue.
Well, your boy
you
Leinart,
over the dog.
Your boy Leinart's threatened litigation against me, Brady's boy. It wouldn't be the first time. I have a standard letter I send back. It's got two words on it.
What does it say?
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Yeah.
The last word doses back and forth between off and you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, off. Thank off. Yep. Okay.
Like, if we can't do real radio and call a douche, then what's the point, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if I can't call out somebody who makes $1 million a year, then what's the point of doing this?
Yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't be any fun.
You know, we've reached a time where we're paying people $20 million a year to call football games, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change my tune.
I heard that.
Because I don't make no $20 million a year to call football games.
What do you mean?
Is being a douche a prerequisite to being paid that much?
It's a great question, Q.
There's a saying in the Bible, right? That it's harder to get through. It's harder for a camel to get through the eye of a needle.
Oh.
Than for a rich man to get into heaven.
Oh,
which parable is that from? Which
it's
that
from the old. I believe it's from the Old
That's
Testament.
From the Old Testament. One of them books in the Old Testament.
No, you always say Old Testament because no one reads the Old Testament anymore.
It's no, dude, Testament. It's a real guys. I can explain this to you if you just you know. The people's lack of biblical knowledge is unbelievable. Mm. Anyway, the eye of the needle was
Changing
actually.
Versions.
The eye of a needle was actually a metaphor for a very narrow opening that occurs in a place. Oh, it's a New Testament quote.
I took
Jesus.
It literal.
My bad. It's a Jesus New Testament quote. Mm, but
Jesus
anyway, a lot of people take it literal, Brady, and here's the problem. For a camel to get through the eye of a needle, which is a small opening in a town, you know, on the walls of a town, it has to get on its knees and be humble.
Oh, wow.
The penitent man kneels before God.
That's deep.
So you must have a great deal of humility. Mm. Like the best broadcaster in the world is probably Ian Eagle. And he's too nice of a guy to be the number one guy for anybody because he's too humble. He's too great. Like Kevin Harlan shouldn't have called the NBA Finals or the conference finals for TNT. That's their Super Bowl. And Marv Albert quit. My God, why wasn't it Ian Eagle? Just too nice of a guy.
Mm.
Too humble.
Dang.
Hey, man.
dropping science.
Am I wrong?
Hey, Jonas, there you go. Stop being nice, Jonas.
Yeah. Tell me, am I wrong, Jonas? Tell me you haven't heard about all the people I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, you. And by the way,
No. I just did an hour with Fred Rogan yesterday. That's all.
Come on. The dean of sports talk in L.A.? Who doesn't like Fred Rogan?
No, you stoked Fred's fire against my show.
Yeah.
You got Fred to say that they don't care about his show and they're never going to organize his special fishing trip.
It's great. You just lure him in.
Who wants to have a fishing trip with listeners? Somebody's going to drown.
Petros on that show, you are must-see TV, dude. I used to, when I was out there, I would always tune in. That is I think
Thank
one
you,
night
baby.
you were like holding a pig.
Yeah, well, yeah, they used to bring a pig every year.
He always has nice end. Socks and shoes, but he hasn't sent them Vans to me yet, though.
That's how I feel, though. They haven't come out yet, the new Vans. The new Petros and Money Vans. I will say this, Brady. I feel the same way about Big Noon. I watch it religiously.
Nice. Yeah. Was that sarcasm?
No, I work there.
Oh,
okay. I gotta come on the next game and be like, hey, it's just like the point Brady was making earlier today about Colorado State.
What do you mean, Petros? I thought you called those games from Corvallis.
Petros, if you've watched every minute, all right, then did you see LeVar Arrington's stiff arm of a young woman?
Of course
woman
he did.
In Iowa City.
Of course he did.
No, so for the Cyhawk?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, well, let me look.
You know when the villain walks out into the territory, into the enemy territory as like a guest on the show?
Oh, man.
I was the villain of the show.
Yeah. And,
Who's got the video?
Who'd you stiff arm? I'm pulling it
out. It was some young lady.
Random Iowa Hawkeye fan who saw LeVar Arrington.
She was like, boo, Penn State. And I stiff armed
her. Oh, my God, here you are.
And he stiff armed her.
See how hard. Oh, look at you.
It was
oh
a straight
God.
Arm. It was a nice straight arm.
Oh, looking sweet.
It was more
11.
Of a mush than it was a stiff arm.
Oh, here you know?
That's fair.
Yeah. You're walking out off. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you pushed her face.
Yeah.
She was like, go back, look at
and
her
at first
expression.
She's like, oh, God. Oh, my God. Why didn't touch me? Here we go. Look at this. Oh, my God, Iowa. Bam.
stiff armed the hell out of her face.
Oh, man. That's done.
The best part was Petros, no one acknowledged it on the show. And I saw it live. I'm like, what did he just do?
Like, he just face palmed that woman. That's like when a dude walks into a club and the music's playing and he's like, I love this dude. Some girl comes up and like, hey, Dolly.
Curved. That was
that's like a Pootie Tang move.
That was
that's
a Pootie Tang. Sadate. I was in hostile environment, Pops. Hostile environments calls for, you know, desperate and extreme measures. You know what I mean?
I feel like Pootie Tang is really underrated.
On the tappy towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right I'm your daddy.
Sadate on the sapata.
Petros, this was a fun one. We appreciate it.
Thanks for not asking me about Carson Palmer's number.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, why?
You guys
what
screwed
happened?
Up, man. No,
I definitely.
No,
we got a little time.
We'll
late into it.
No, we got the BQ time. News. No, the
no,
BQ
who cares
News.
About that? We will collapse that
tell
segment.
Us, tell us. Tell what, us. Yeah. Why? No, why they, retire it if you're going to ask them? Go ahead. Let's go.
It is sad, guys, and the fact that people are defending this. And Carson Palmer's a dude that lives tucked away in Idaho. He doesn't work at USC. Back in the day when Mike Garrett was the AD, they had a kid named Darnell Bing who was a big recruit. And they pulled Mike Garrett's number off, number 20, off of the wall. And it set a terrible precedent. But he was the AD, and Pete Carroll hounded him to do it. And he regrets it to this day. You don't sit there and brag about your traditions and your Heismans and wave it around like a helicopter to give Carson Palmer's number 3 to a transfer recruit who's going to be there for a year. It sets a terrible precedent before Lincoln Riley even coaches a game at USC. And the people that are prisoners of the moment, when college football is so much about tradition and history and the past and your identity with the past, is just mind-boggling to me. Just the front-running nature of my alma mater this offseason before they've even won one game. After giving up 63 points to UCLA and barely fielding a team up at Cal, the audacity to pull Carson Palmer's number. And people are like, well, Carson's okay with it. What the hell is he supposed to say? You can't even ask. How does it even get to that point? You can't even entertain it. It's a retired number that a kid who's been developed by Pitt is asking for. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It is the most wholesale moment of USC's history that I've seen in quite some time. And that's saying a lot because they've been embarrassing for like 12 years. So I was shocked about that. And I'm still shocked about it. And everybody's always, you know how it is with your alma maters or other schools. The moment that people get so obsessed with the shiny new recruit and the brand new potential of what's to come, they're willing to, you know, face palm their mom. Yeah, walking out to the set, just stick your hand right on somebody's face and push them away. That's what they did to Carson's face. And, you know, and everybody's texting me like, well, Carson said he's cool with it. It's like, well, what the hell is he supposed to say? You know, it's the, no, you can't pull my number off. You can't ask that question to a guy that has his number retired. The only way you get your number retired at USC is if you won the freaking Heisman. So Charles White, Marcus Allen, O.J. Simpson, no one ever asked for that one. I've asked for 32. Then I'll have some respect for you. 3-11 Leinart, number 5, Reggie Bush. I mean, these are not numbers that should be available to anybody. And I was dumbfounded by this story. The fact that, same with the Lincoln Riley buying a $20 million house 50 minutes away from campus. USC's promoting this. Like, this is something that they're using to promote themselves in the summertime. And it's like, is this really, this is who you guys are before you even play a game? I was a little disappointed, to say the least.
Yeah, well, listen, at least they're back.
But not as much as when I saw Shoes to bring that dog out.
Oh, wow.
He's Petros Papadakis.
Never getting over that.
Get him on Twitter.
It's a service dog.
Get him on Twitter.
That's what they all use.
At the old P. Petros, let's do it again next week. Always fun. We'll talk to you.
I have a needle, guys. It was a new test.
I'll see you Saturday,
there
Pops.
There he is, Petros Papadakis. By the way, we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeable smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, it's 2 pros and a cup of Joe. We got the BQ News next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of 2 pros and a cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We're going to get to another edition of the BQ News coming up here. I want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Well,
yes.
Authorities in Arizona, they're looking for a woman who apparently is upset that her fries and her spicy nuggets were not very spicy at a Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The Casa Grande Police Department, they're trying to find this woman who apparently assaulted a few people over the lack of spice in the nuggets. So it was clearly she kind of sides with you, Jonas. She's a big spice fan. Yelling at employees, trying to get them to fix the order. It would not happen. And now the authorities are out to get her.
Wow.
I mean,
were those nuggets worth that? Worth your freedom? Dang.
I've had Wendy's spicy nugs. They're pretty good. I mean,
you got to be one greedy fool.
How many coming
to get
in order?
Get yourself into legal trouble off of your
six.
Your fast food not being hot enough.
So
when you're hungry, you're hungry.
Yeah, so 6 coming in order.
You going to jail over it?
Yeah. Not hot, though. Like, spicy.
I'm just saying, are you going to jail if they're not spicy enough?
I mean,
like, I'm really about to start slapping people around.
I mean, Jonas is our spice expert.
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, if you're ordering spicy nuggets and six come to an order, it reminds me of, you know, other things that are six, you know, like the Dollar Shave.
Oh, there you go.
Blade razor brings monotonously smooth shaves, six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal, and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Listen, she got a little aggressive. She was hangry, all right? And if you don't get her order right, she's going to let it be known. Something wrong with that.
All right.
Well, I think it's fine.
There so you go. So you're telling me if the spice doesn't live up to your expectations, you're okay with that, even though you just led us on this journey about you using a stroller and making it up like your son was in the stroller to go in an elevator and then try to go find a bathroom immediately.
Here's what they need to do. They should have some ghost pepper sauce and say, you really want it spicy? And then throw that in there and say, all right, have fun with this.
What they should really do is make her eat them in a dark room and go upside her head and turn the lights back on and be like, don't them nuggets got some real hit? They got some real kick to them.
What is she, an Iowa fan?
Yes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.